With much discussion around early childhood programming and services both nationally and locally, key community representatives join in every week. And today, lucky to discuss this topic, the local landscape and system of care around early childhood in Kent County. Today, Born Healthy, How Healthy Are Kent County Children, Birth and Why It Matters. Dr. Lisa Thiel, good that you are here, a maternal fetal medicine perinatologist with Spectrum Health, and glad, it's probably what you wanted to be when you were 10, right?
I have always wanted to be a baby doctor. I think I was 6 when I determined that.
I wanted to share those stories. Denise Evans, appreciate you on behalf of Strong Beginnings Healthy Start Program Coordinator, doing great things in our community. Denise, hello to you.
Hello. Good to be here again.
Yes. Okay. It's a series. We call it our WGVU Ready by Five radio series. Lucky to put the spotlight on our young and how our young at heart can help our young. So let's start strong, Dr. Thiel. What does it mean to be born healthy?
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, so that is a wonderful question. As a high-risk obstetrician, we're definitely working really hard in the before pregnancy stage of a woman's life to try and optimize a pregnancy to have a healthy child. That definition varies from mom to mom, but ideally we want a patient to be pregnant close to their due date or beyond 39 weeks or so, and also to be a healthy weight. And that varies as well from different populations and at the time of delivery, but approximately 5.5 to 6 pounds or greater is ideal, and following the growth pattern throughout the pregnancy that we're expecting. Trying to avoid birth defects if possible through healthy pregnancy planning, and for the mom to be in their best optimal health as well. So knowledge of prenatal care and being able to appropriately deliver and have a nice plan in place for a pregnancy is really healthy. The most important part of this is that we are encouraging healthy babies, because that will developmentally put them on track to be ready for kindergarten. So we really want to know that their pregnancy is healthy, that the delivery is a healthy outcome, to really get them on the right start.
Yes, and again, we want mom in as good as health as available as well. Denise, thank you. How healthy are babies in Kent County, if you would share?
Sure. Thank you, Shelley. Overall, we're doing better than we have been in the last 5 years. For every 1,000 babies born, about 80 of them are at a low birth weight. So what the statistic doesn't tell us is that we have significant disparities based on race and ethnicity. The rate of low birth weight among African-American infants is twice that among the rates of our white infants. And although the low birth weights have dropped for African-Americans in Kent County and the disparity ratio has decreased, any disparity is still acceptable. It's still unacceptable. Excuse me.
Yes. Well, let's converse between us both, us all. What does contribute to low birth weights and other negative health indicators? I'll begin with you, Dr. Thiel.
Yeah, so some of those indicators can be first and secondhand smoke, healthy food options that are available, the ability to obtain proper rest in between working and having other children, really paying attention to mother's medical conditions and really optimizing their health before pregnancy. We also have the ability to focus on nutrition, appropriate weight gain, talking about alcohol and substance use and abuse, and talking about things such as mental health issues and depression and high levels of stress. How can we modify those risk factors so that a mom feels well and is able to take care of herself and her family while pregnant?
Denise?
Yes, and the lack of access to social determinants of health, which include things like safe, affordable housing, so to talk to your issue about being able to sleep better, get better sleeping patterns, also a living wage, quality education, access and availability of healthy, affordable food options, reliable transportation, job security, social connection and safety. And then unplanned pregnancies is huge because there's an increase in violence, oftentimes domestic violence when pregnancies are unplanned. And then specifically what accounts for the disparities between black and white babies is the lifetime exposure to detrimental conditions created by the power-wealth imbalance, institutional racism, class oppression, and gender discrimination and exploitation that exists here in the United States. These are social structures that predispose populations living at or below the poverty level to smoke and gravitate towards other ways to cope with their high levels of stress.
Thank you for that thoroughness. Anything else on that list? Good?
I agree.
Awesome. So here we go. What is being done to reduce that disparity, Denise?
Well, we're a part of a community program and many other maternal infant health programs that are dedicated to enhancing the health of, in particular for Strong Beginnings, African-American and Latino families, the mothers, the fathers, and the babies from pregnancy through early childhood. And we specifically target them because of some of the other factors that we mentioned earlier. Strong Beginnings is a partnership of agencies working together to improve family well-being and to advance racial equity in Kent County through health equity social justice dialogues in collaboration with the Kent County Health Department, Healthy Kent, and others. In addition, Strong Beginnings provides breastfeeding support, fatherhood support, and health and other types of education support through our care teams of community health workers, nurses, parent coaches, health coaches, and mental health counselors. And then finally, our Baby Scholars program is a partnership with Believe to Become, which is an initiative that's a 10-week program providing home coaching to parents and caregivers of 5 to 19-month-olds about how positive parenting and child interactions can help promote healthy child development.
So again, talking with experts on the topic of born healthy, how healthy are Kent County children, birth and why it matters. Denise Evans, Strong Beginnings Healthy Start Program Coordinator. Dr. Lisa Thiel, Spectrum Health Maternal Fetal Medicine Perinatologist. Dr. Thiel, what should prospective parents, expectant parents as well, do to increase the likelihood, well, that they'll have healthy births?
Yeah, I think there's quite a bit that we can do before pregnancy, in between pregnancies, to optimize mom's health. If she is doing really well in the first trimester and before pregnancy, that will really predict how well the baby does in the third trimester and how long they can stay pregnant and the outcomes for the delivery. So ask your healthcare provider about certain supplements that are really important before pregnancy, such as folic acid, helps prevent spina bifida, healthy nutrition, healthy vitamin supplementation. Also, maintaining a healthy weight. So we want our BMI, or body mass index, to be less than 30 to really improve outcomes in the long term. So that's a healthy lifestyle, diet, and lots of activity. One of the huge stressors that one thing I want to stress is that really waiting about a year and a half in between pregnancies really helps the uterus and the body heal in between to really help decrease the risk of growth pattern changes and risks to the pregnancy itself. We really, really want to optimize mom's health. So, for example, a mom that has diabetes prior to pregnancy, if we can really get that blood sugar level appropriate, we're going to really make huge impacts on the pregnancy overall. So see your healthcare provider, really get all of your medical care needs addressed. Also, avoiding alcohol, tobacco, and illicit drugs during especially the first part of any sort of pregnancy, but also during the second and third as well. There are lots of patients that come to us to chat about a pregnancy before they get pregnant about autoimmune disease. So they may have thyroid disease, either high or low, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, for example, or a history of seizures or asthma. It's important that these conditions are monitored throughout the pregnancy, but really optimized before pregnancy and ideally without any flares 6 to 12 months prior to pregnancy. These conditions can really change the outlook and increase the risk for growth restriction and preeclampsia. So preeclampsia is high blood pressures during a pregnancy that affect when the baby might be delivered and how the mom does. There are certain conditions such as twins, diabetes, obesity, autoimmune disease, or history of blood pressure issues that do put moms at higher risk for preeclampsia. And there are medications, even something as simple as aspirin. We talk with a lot of patients starting that early in the first trimester, around 10 weeks, to really help prevent preeclampsia later on in the pregnancy. So these are really key items for getting a patient their proper insurance, access to prenatal care, and getting some of these measures in place to really improve outcomes. Also, working with the Maternal Infant Health Program is really designed to help families navigate the really complex access to prenatal and preventative medical care and maternal care. These programs are built specifically to help families feel really comfortable and have easier access. Group prenatal care environments are available at Spectrum. We have a wonderful midwife center program where patients get lots of educational resources. Physicians are involved with that, and lots of team approach support and care, because we really care about our moms and babies.
Do you have babies in your life?
I do. I have three little ones myself.
Not that we're trying to make you credible, but that's always yes. Nice to know you've been there, done that.
Been there, done that.
Uh-huh. Yes. What is your, takeaway message is what I usually share here. You're certainly very thorough, Dr. Thiel, but again, it sounds like prevention is the key. There are some things you can control, things we can't control, and jump in with both feet.
And your medical environment, your physicians, midwives, nurses, your staff in the OB community really are here as a friendly resource to try to guide you and give you recommendations as you move along. Spectrum Health is really dedicated to improving outcomes for the neonates. We work really close with March of Dimes as well to try to prevent early deliveries as much as we can. And we really just want patients to feel welcome coming to our office, especially a high-risk OB office. Sometimes patients are a little more anxious maybe coming to see us, but we definitely work really close with the OBGYN community. They're amazing physicians in our region. We work really hand-in-hand to come up with a plan of care that really works well for families.
And as a maternal fetal medicine perinatologist, you're working with the real little ones in our life, aren't you?
Yeah, the real little ones, and sometimes some changes in anatomy, things like brain and heart changes, growth restriction, moms that are really quite ill. And then others that are just coming in for a screening ultrasound, for example. So not everyone kind of fits that high-risk category, but we want to make sure that there isn't something else going on that we can help along the way with the pregnancy for improved outcomes.
Nice. Denise Evans, are there little Denise Evans at home?
Oh, man, big Denise Evans at home. I have a 34-year-old and 3 wonderful grandchildren. So yes.
How do we find out more information? Where can families find more information? That's the key here.
Well, definitely check out the website successstartsearly.org. That's successstartsearly.org for more information. And I just want to say, Shelley, that although we have some of the greatest OBGYN services in the region, the question that we have to keep asking is for whom? And so we find that we have, when we're dealing with some of the poorest of poor families living at, well, below the poverty level, the question is, we need more, the problem is that we need more providers that are accepting Medicaid so that our women can get into care earlier and start those practices that Dr. Thiel talked about much earlier. And then the centering pregnancy is a huge one for our families. The idea of group care and any type of support like that that's done in community works very, very well. So definitely we encourage you to reach out and find a provider that you feel comfortable with. If you're having problems locating a provider that accepts your type of insurance, definitely reach out to your Medicaid providers. And even if you have a care team and a maternal infant health program supporter, have your community health worker help reach out for you. And for more information about Strong Beginnings and our partner agencies, one of them, which is Spectrum Health, definitely visit our website at strongbeginningskent.org, strongbeginningskent.org.
Some great series presented by you, the experts, on a weekly basis, this WGBU Ready by 5 radio series. Back to work. You both go. Our community needs you. Thank you.
Thank you.